It's business time. It's business. It's business time.
I know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time.
Ooh, it's business. It's business time.
Trying to teach you a little business by, exploiting the knowledge of people who are doing it and getting it done on an extremely high level. And if you don't like macarons, then you are not doing a bad French accent and pretending you're French. In studio, Julien Gouillet,
yes.
Of, not bad, right? Not bad.
No, it's not bad.
Of Les Macarons, Justin.
It's not good, but not bad.
Not bad. Les Macarons, Chicago's in Lincoln Park. And this is a business that's a franchise. It comes out of Florida, but it's the first of its kind in Chicago. And the macaron is not something that is necessarily indigenous to this area, but it's something that I think a lot of people know about. We'll talk about what it is and also about the challenges of actually opening up a business with a product that people aren't necessarily familiar with. Julien, thanks for being on Download Chicago Business, sponsored by Signature Bank.
Thank you so much to invite me in your radio. Yes, I opened the store the 1st December now, and so a lot of people coming in my store. And
2 months, just 2 months.
Yeah, just 2 months, yeah.
Well, it's very impressive. Sandberg, why don't you sample first the product? What do you have there?
I have a Valentine's Day special macaroon. Is it macaroon or...
The macaron.
Macaron.
Macaron. Macaron, normally you can match the coconut tarts, you know.
Yes. That was my name when I danced, coconut tart.
So I'm eating, it's cherry and chocolate, I believe.
Yeah, cherry and chocolate.
Take a bite.
The same thing you can find, the Mon Cheri chocolate in France, in fact.
It's amazing.
I'm sure it is. And
these are for all for me, so nobody's getting any.
And the president of France is not Macron.
He's Macron.
Macron. Very close,
yeah,
if you're a wise guy. All right, so let's get into the business end of this.
Yeah, Julien, you know, for you to come here, you've only been in the States for what, 6 to 8 months, and you've only had this business for 2 months. What have been the... first of all, tell us why you came to the States. Why was it important to open this shop in Chicago?
In fact, I would have just opened something to just match with my language, with my origin, French origin. And so the French pastry for me is really important to open the store, in fact, because I love the pastries and I love the delicate product like this, you know what I mean?
These are beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. So the many colors. Keep in mind, in fact, the pastries, the macarons, very light. Dessert.
Well, the presentation is lovely, but I have to say, I have no idea how you or any of your countrymen can continue to be thin. All you do is eat bread, cheese, wine, and macarons. How is it possible you're not a fat guy? He's laughing, but he stopped in his tracks.
I know.
Do you just constantly move? Is that it?
Yeah, probably. So my mother is the same size as me, you know.
Well, you're in great shape. It's a compliment.
You think genetics.
Yeah.
Well, it's a compliment. You're in great shape.
It's just the DNA, in fact.
You know what? It's a compliment and it's bitterness. It's both of those.
You know, to open up a store that is such a specialty, that is you're competing against other pastry shops and other cookie shops and other bakeries. But how do you make sure that, how do you get the clientele to come to Lincoln Park for something that is a specialty that people may not know about?
In fact, I already make some communication. Yesterday, I was a lead exchange event. So, you know, so many influencers are coming on the mm-hmm. on the events. I come as well. I'm very a lot of company. Mainly the business for the auto show, Chicago.
So you're making inroads by doing different events to bring and communication and marketing.
Exactly. Yeah. Many influencers are coming to the store as well.
Mm-hmm. I just ate my second macaron, and I'm not kidding when I say they're the best ones I have ever eaten, and I have eaten a lot of these.
Should we take the box away from you now?
No, I'm eating them all.
Okay.
I ate the Colombian coffee, that one. That's the one. Now I'm going to go vanilla.
Yeah.
Let me ask, Julian, let me ask just, what's the difference between opening a small business in Chicago and, say, opening up a small business, the same kind of business in Paris?
It's really different, in fact. So, in the United States, it's easy to open a company because you find easily the investments from the bank, from somebody.
So it's easy to get money,
help you, in fact. In France, it's a little bit complicated because the administration is very strict. And so...
Yeah, we call that red tape.
The right tape.
Red tape. In here, it's called red tape. When the government gets too involved in your business.
Yeah. He's right. So, and I think to open the store in France, you have the, so many money to help you to open the store. Yeah.
So, franchised? The business is franchised?
Yeah.
How many do you personally have, you own yourself?
Just one.
Okay.
Just one. Just opened my first store, in fact, in December. Yeah.
But the hope is the store will be all over America.
Yeah. There is a 50 store, actually. And so, mainly it's in Florida because they're headquartered in Sarasota.
Is quality control difficult because pastries are hard to make? You know, making sure there's a consistency
in
the product?
In fact, the confectionery makes this is a laboratory in Sarasota and shipping all the store.
So there's standards that they have to meet.
Yeah. It's, in fact, all macaroni is frozen, so it's shipping directly in your store.
Well, there
so you can keep this on the working freezer, some freezer.
So it's consistent.
Yeah.
Why did you choose Lincoln Park of all the areas in Chicago?
First of all, it's a huge opportunity because I find the area on the spot, in fact, and I think the intersection Army Station Sheffield is very frequently by the pedestrian and the car, and it's very close to the Army Station Bourne line.
It feels so perfect. It feels perfect for the product. It really does. So. Justin?
Being someone who grew up and lived in France and now you're a Chicago business person, what is it about Chicago that you like? What is it about this town that you've only known for 8 months or so and been in business for only a month and a half? What is it about Chicago that you like?
Yeah, in fact, Chicago is very... I love this city, in fact. It's crazy when I come in the first time here, when you see the architecture, the different modern and old in the mix in the same city. You have the skyline on the lake.
Like our view here.
Yeah. In fact, lakes is the same like the sea, in fact. So it's very...
Well, that's high praise coming from you, because the architecture of Paris is maybe the most beautiful in the world.
Yeah. It's Haussmannian architecture, yes. It's the same things, all the,
well,
the
nice
part on Paris, you know what I mean? So here is completely different because you have the mix, the modern and the old. So it's particular.
It's very nice to hear. All right, so first off, congratulations on the business success so far. Congratulations. I think your English is amazing considering the few months you've been here, so you should be proud of that. And if people, Justin, want to go and buy what we in France refer to as Le Macaron.
Le Macaron. It's an Armitage, 958 Armitage in Lincoln Park is where the shop is at. And you can find it online as well.
Nice to see you.
Wait.
You have a question, John?
Well, actually, would you do me a favor? Would you please describe what is in there in your native tongue? In your language, and then I will interpret.
Yes, in French, please tell us what the ingredients are.
And then I will interpret for everybody else.
Describe this in French.
Yes, in French. And then I will interpret.
Yes. You do speak French, correct?
So, somebody's translate me?
Yes, I will translate.
He'll translate.
Don't worry about it. I got it down.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Donc, le macaron, en fait, c'est deux... vous avez deux meringues que vous pouvez voir... qu'on pourrait voir autour.
Many different colors.
Yeah. Avec plusieurs différentes de couleurs. Vous avez une ganache au milieu qui peut être une confiture ou une crème. Ou
Donuts by the Dunkin' make me throw up. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. No, continue. Please.
I think I heard ganache. Okay,
okay. I gotta say at this point.
Vous avez différentes saveurs.
Oh, yes, yes.
Là, comme on peut voir, le passion mango.
I agree. Mary Sandberg is a pig. No, I think that's very accurate. That's,
I have to say, I'm not sure he was speaking.
Yeah. I think I was pretty close.
I don't think that was a clear translation.
I think I was pretty close.
We don't have time for it, but a lot of listeners are demanding a French accent from you, Steve, right now. So maybe
we'll
Dean
bring it back
later. Yeah, but yes, we don't have time.
Yes, Pepe Le Pew. wonderful to meet you. Congratulations and welcome to Chicago. And
thank
please
so
give
much.
Our best to your wife, who is working very hard this morning at the store.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, all the best. Thank you, sir.
Very good. Thank you so much.